Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today on the Pageantry Podcast, we are fortunate enough to be speaking with Ms. Paula Shugart of the Miss Universe organization. Paula, good day to you.
Good day to you.
Thank you for calling in. This is very exciting for us here at Pageantry Magazine. And we want to talk about the Miss Universe organization as a whole, the various brands that you represent, etc. Beginning, the Miss Universe organization, it exudes glamour in an industry that, as an entity, is always glamorous or is viewed as glamorous by the public at large. What sets the Miss Universe organization apart as the ultimate crown on an international stage?
Well, we are set apart on an international stage. And first of all, thank you for having me. I'm sorry I have a cold today, and I appreciate your bearing with me. The idea of doing a podcast and the sounding stuffy always is not glamorous.
But we're in the glamour industry.
Yeah, we're in the glamour industry, so I'll do my best. First of all, we have the history behind us. The Miss Universe organization, what I think makes us, number one, unique is we have three separate entities. We have three separate title holders. We have between Miss USA, who goes on to Miss Universe. It's sort of you establish that following in the beginning, and then it goes to Miss Universe, which is the largest and seen by the most people around the world. And then we've got our Miss Teen USA, who has the opportunity of spending her year in New York, going to the New York Film Academy. So it's kind of, I think what makes us unique is just by virtue of the fact that we have three title holders that are working constantly and traveling constantly, this is a full-time operation.
As president of the Miss Universe organization, what are some of your personal and day-to-day responsibilities?
Well, it depends on what day. Every day is different, which is one of the things I love about the job, is that you have no idea what's going to happen, and you can come in with a set schedule for the day. And we were actually just laughing here that everything we seem to set out to do in a given day all goes out the window with the course of events through any day. Yesterday we had certain things we were going to do, and we got a phone call that Oprah wanted Stefania to tape a makeup segment for her show, which I believe is going to air next week. So, obviously when Oprah calls, everything else is going to go out the window. So we spent the day putting the tape together for Oprah. And that's, just happens to be one day. And then between our video blogs and everything else, we've really been spending a lot of time with our website and really doing a lot of different stories and making sure that all three of our title holders are very present and that people get a chance to see what they're doing throughout the year.
So what you're telling me is if we were speaking right now and Oprah called in, you'd bump me.
Absolutely. In a heart, you wouldn't even hear me say goodbye.
Click, and it would have a dead sound right there.
Sorry, Carl. Oprah, bam.
I guess I could understand that one.
I think you'd do the same to me.
Of course not. We've got Miss USA coming up here pretty quickly. Every day goes past. I know you're looking at that wall coming faster and faster and faster on the horizon. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the upcoming Miss USA event in Las Vegas?
Well, actually, the show is May 16th at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Actually, Kristen was happy because she said she got an extra month. She thought the show was going to be in April, so she was ecstatic because she's at the stage right now where she's trying to, all the things that she wanted to do throughout the course of her reign, she's realizing she only has a couple months left. Mm-hmm. She's trying to squeeze everything in. But we're actually assembling our production team and talking about things that we want to do in terms of shaking it up a little bit. And we've actually been going out in the field and shooting some of our title holders, some of our contestants in their home turf. And we have a lot of that coming up. So a lot of exciting things and really looking to see what we can do with the brand in terms of having other programming around the show. And that's great. Obviously NBC and Comcast buying NBC will be a great thing for us because obviously we have a great relationship with E! And the Style Network. So we're excited about that.
Well, excellent. And congratulations. After Miss USA, any plans that maybe you can fill our listeners in on about possible Miss Universe or Teen USA opportunities?
You ask me this every year.
It's my job.
I know it's your job, and my job is to say, we'll announce Miss Universe shortly. But we do know, I can tell you, the Miss Teen show. We were very successful last year with our streaming of Miss Teen. I think with the 5 days notice, we had something like 50,000 viewers on the streaming. So we're going to probably do something similar again, and we have a great relationship with Atlantis in the Bahamas, so I have a feeling you might be hearing soon maybe a towards the end of July in the Bahamas again. One of the things that was a big success for all of us last year is we actually had Atlanta sponsored a Miss Teen USA fantasy camp. A lot of young girls that maybe were new to pageantry or didn't feel that it was something that they could do were able to get all of the benefits and really understand what it's like, what everybody goes through on a state level when they compete. So it was a great experience, and they asked us to do that again. So we're really excited about that as well.
Again, you are very unique that you have three different brands, and each brand supports its own social cause, so to speak. Can you explain how each one is different from the other?
Sure, absolutely. And that's one thing I do like, the fact that our title holders, of course, a lot of them might have their own platform or their own pet causes that they come in with, and we certainly try to facilitate that throughout the year. But we've, over the last 10 years, really been able to build on what the title holder the year before has done. So obviously, HIV/AIDS is something that affects every single person around the world, every country. It's a pandemic, and it's something that you really, especially in recent years, sometimes the attention moves to other topics, and it's so important to really make sure that people are aware that it's still a very serious issue, and people do need to be tested, and people need to really know how to be safe in their lives. And obviously, I had someone, a very high-profile politician, said to me recently that he's brought doctors in to talk to kids in high schools and just never can keep their attention, but the second he brought a Miss Universe in to talk to them and tell them why it's important, she captivated them and had their attention. So it's such a key thing, and it's a great thing to be a spokesperson for. And also, what I notice, every Miss Universe comes in and she learns more and more about the issue throughout the year. And I think a lot of them will continue their work once they give up the crown, because they do realize that HIV/AIDS is such an important issue. So Estefania, I know that's a long-winded answer, but Estefania works with the Latino Commission on AIDS, and she just we actually just started an affiliation with the Rwandan ambassador, a great organization called Same Sky, which is basically not giving a hand out, giving a hand up, which are women in Rwanda that were victims of the genocide who are HIV positive, but they make these incredible, beautiful bracelets, and they've been selling them around the world. They had an investor that's been selling them, and this is how they support themselves and their family. And we're actually probably going to be sending both Estefania and Kristen soon to Rwanda to really help put a spotlight on that. And normally, obviously, there's a little crossover, but Kristen also, as Miss USA, she's a spokesperson for breast and ovarian cancer. So we have a great affiliation with a lot of different things, but Gilda's Club is obviously a big affiliation for us. And as a matter of fact, this year we're so honored they're recognizing the Miss Universe organization this fall for all of our work with them throughout the years and the monies that we've been able to help raise for Gilda's Club. And this year Kristen helped launch the scan van here in New York, which was, it's a mammogram van which would go out into the neighborhoods and give free mammograms to women who couldn't otherwise afford it and don't have health insurance. And that's something we're actually going to go up to Albany next week to get more funding for. So they're all doing a lot of different things.
As well as Stormy.
Oh, Stormy. Stormy has been great. She just cracks me up. I can't wait. She's been doing a lot with Project Sunshine. But actually, she has also started working with DARE quite a bit. And you'll be seeing in a week on our videos her talk with DARE, which she's got such a great comedic flair. I think we're all going to one day say we knew her when, because I think she's got a real career as a comedic actress. So, but I just was watching the edit of her DARE video, and it was very cute. And so she's great. And she also, obviously, with Girl Talk, she does a lot of issues that are teen-related, so we don't limit it to one cause, because it's everything. The fact that she can go into a classroom and say, hey, I was bullied too. I did not succumb to peer pressure for drinking and all of that. And she's able to really, she's so relatable. It's great.
And relating to you, and again, it is hard for a lot of people, because as president of Miss Universe, you deal not only with national causes, but also international. What do you feel is a plus and possibly a minus in dealing with other countries? Is it challenging sometimes just between socioeconomic attitudes or political?
Obviously, anytime you do business outside of the country or outside of your comfort zone, there are issues you have to deal with. But I also think that this is an organization that's built on the fact that we're a celebration of all these different cultures. So those are all things that you work through. You know, I think also when we're doing a Miss Universe telecast in, let's say, a country like Vietnam, it's that we're so, the cultures are so completely different that you really have to learn to work together. But I think both sides are the better for it afterwards.
I agree. What are you looking forward to most throughout the remainder of this year, 2010?
There's so much. I mean, obviously the show's coming up and you always get a little bit nervous to see who your new title holder is going to be on it. Right now, I've had some meetings recently regarding Haiti, and what happens is after the media spotlight goes away, some people forget that there are people that are really in need. So we've had some meetings. Those are things that we want to do as an organization, not just our title holders going down. There are several people here in the company that want to go down and help. That's something that that I'm really looking forward to doing. I'm really looking forward to the shows. We're continuing our relationship with NBC, so we have a few years of pageantry that we're going to be planning. Really, I think the next thing up is we're just looking forward to starting to plan for the show May 16th and making sure Kristen has the best possible reign. She's going to the UN Monday night. I want to spend as much quality time with each title holder before they give up the crown.
Please define for us and our listeners the Miss Universe organization in one sentence, if you can.
That would be a tough final question on the show.
I feel like Larry King on this one.
I think if I had to sum up the organization, I would say all about women, which is interesting since it's owned by NBC and Donald Trump. But this is a company that is run primarily by women. We are dedicated to making sure everybody that comes through our system ends up growing as much as possible. And for particularly the three title holders that are here with us in New York throughout the year, it's very, very important that they've had a year of growth and experience. You know, no one will ever go through this experience and be the same, but we want to make sure that they're more knowledgeable, that they're great spokespeople, and that they just have a better sense of who they are. So that was a long-winded one sentence, but I would say all about women.
But you got at the end, and again, if you want to use it as a final question, by all means, just give me credit for it. And again, you know, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today. Any parting thoughts that you'd like everyone to know, either about Miss Universe, the direction of the company, the state of affairs, anything?
Sure. Actually, I do have the opportunity to say to the fans out there, you know, we get your cards and letters, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell everyone that we are nothing without the fans, and we appreciate it. And this is an industry that I think is in great shape. I know that for years people always say what's going on with pageantry, but I think it's here to stay, and I think there's something that's really captivating just on a grassroots level, and I'm very, very proud of the fact that people that come into the pageants end up really show that they want to grow. And I think I'm very proud of the fact that we provide a tool to help people communicate and give people a chance to better themselves. And I just want to be able to thank the fans, because we wouldn't be able to do what we do without them.
And again, you're very deserving of all the accolades and the positives that do come your way. Today we've been visiting with Paula Shugart of the Miss Universe organization. Again, we thank you, Paula, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun.